Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to exercise my right of reply against the interventions we have just heard from some delegations. We understand that we need to underline our position once again this week. I would like to start once again by explaining the reasoning behind our non-approval of a certain request for observer status in the CD. We believe that most of the delegates will recall the opening session of 2019 session and how the request of Palestine for observer status was blocked by a few members. While doing so, at the request of some countries, established practice of treating observers' applications in a blanket list was eroded. Their basic argument was that they did not recognize Palestine as a state. We were surprised since we only heard of this matter in the plenary on that day. At this point, I would like to remind you that Turkey doesn't recognize Greek Cypriot administration, which doesn't represent the entire of the island. Nevertheless, last year we were respectful as some CD members exercised their sovereign rights. Therefore, we only registered our support for the application of Palestine and reminded that there was a more constructive way of doing this instead of blocking the observer status. That is, as we have done in the past, by not rejecting the request, but instead registering our position via a letter or not verbal. Also, many delegations registered their support for the request of that country, while all of them were kind enough not to define the rejection of the request as the blockage. Besides, it was surprising to see that those European states and the EU, who were silent last year, preferred to intervene this year on this particular situation. It is also surprising to be accused with politicizing the conference when we also exercise the same right exactly as the others did. Mr. President, we do not see any difference between the request of Palestine and others in accordance with the rules of procedures of this body. We have no doubt last year the distinguished Secretary General of the CD, Deputy Secretary General, and the CD Secretariat, including the Presidency, had completed necessary checks regarding the list of applications for observer status. That list was including the request of Palestine. This means Palestine was found eligible to apply for observer status. When one is to talk about observer applications, Palestine and Greek Cypriot administration have the very same status before the CD. Therefore, we were compelled to change our position. In that regard, Turkey cannot accept any double standards. Negative precedence to the observers was given last year and not this year, as my distinguished German colleague stated. Thank you very much.